Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes.
You know, Alan, you and I are always looking for what we consider to be good values, which is, you know, great quality and fairly reasonable prices. And there's been a producer that's been around for many years that's gotten some traction and a fair amount of buzz. And that's the Joel Gott is the producer. And you've decided to find out whether it's worth all the buzz.
Yeah, you know, we know he's out there. He's got a good, you know, variety of wines that he's put on shelves. But how good is he? So I thought I'd find out, Hugh. First of all, a little backstory. He buys wines, finished wines, from all over California, Oregon, and Washington State, brings them back to his shack, and ages them, probably blends them, and then bottles them and sells them. And the prices are very, very reasonable. I tried three, a Sauvignon Blanc, Pinot Gris, and a Cab Sauv. And Hugh, I got to tell you, these are all very decent, very representative wines. So let me start with the Sauvignon Blanc. Very, very user-friendly version of this grape. It's not the least bit tart and nasty. It's soft. It's full of flavor. It's very easy drinking. The aroma has floral notes and the smell of honeydew melons. And the wine tastes exactly like pink grapefruit with a little bit of honey drizzled on it. And then you toss in some minerality, some lemon peel, and that type of thing. And it's really tasty. Thoroughly pleasant, totally without pretense. $13 makes it a very good value.
It sounds like a winner to me.
It is. Now let's go up to the Pinot Gris. This is from the Willamette Valley in Oregon, 2019. This is $16.
I like Willamette Valley for Pinot Gris.
I do too. And this is definitely more in the Pinot Gris style rather than the Pinot Grigio style. Let's break it down. The aroma reminds me of green pears, bayberry candles, which is a giveaway. And there's a whiff of lime zest in it. And the wine's texture is plump, but bracingly acidic. So there's a streak of minerality that runs through it. So all this partners with lime, yellow pears, honey, and a trace of bitterness. In the finish, very user-friendly wine values that phrase again. Great for dinner, great for sipping. So at $16, yes, it is a good value. Now here's the one that really impressed me, Hugh, because you can find a lot of indifferent California Cabernet Sauvignon for under $20.
Yes, you can.
But this one was not, it was far from indifferent. It's also $16. It's called as 813, I don't know what that means, 813 Cabernet Sauvignon from California, 2017. This wine delivers just about everything you would expect from a California Cab Sauv, except a hefty price. Now, the overall impression is of a dense, full-bodied wine with most of the classic hallmarks of good Cabernet Sauvignon. Had a nose of cedar, cassis, and dark chocolate. Flavors of very dark cherries, chocolate again, baked apples, and a finish up of something like Angostura bitters, offset by the merest whiff of mint. And the tannins are mild and supportive, not at all obnoxious. So this is a very good representation of Cab Sauv. It'll improve any dinner that you take it to. So I'm pretty enthusiastic about it. I think it's a good value. And we're going to put all of these on the website so you can look them up and find out how to get a hold of them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.